Hello everyone, I'm the Promo Machine, and welcome to Sunday Superstars. Tonight, the World E Wrestling Alliance comes to you live from Mexico City, Mexico, the hometown of WWE superstar La Sombra. Our card is packed with some of the most talented wrestlers from all around the world. And as we move into our next iPay-per-view entitled Last Rites, the questions on everyone's mind is, will Michael Cinquez Kavanaugh accept the challenge laid out to him by Mr. Vitti on his radio show this week? But besides Kavanaugh's decision on whether or not he's going to sign a contract extension, we have three of our four titles on the line tonight for you, the viewing fans at home. In our opening contest, it's going to be the American Heavyweight Champion, Kodiak, going up against both Mathias D and Billy Ray in a ladder match. Ryan Rhodes will also defend his World Hardcore Championship against Bone Crusher in a street match. Non-title action, we'll see our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the Mile High Monster Obsidian, lock horns with Jeremiah Wilson. For the first time ever, Michael Cinquez Kavanaugh will enter into one of the most brutal matches in WWA, a barbed wire rope match with Viper. And finally, in our main event of the evening, it's going to be the WWA World Television Champion, Spaz Forte, putting his title on the line against hometown favorite, the Mexican Maniac, La Sombra. That's our card from start to finish. 11 of the work. What the hell is that?
I'm ready to open up a can of whoop-ass. Get out of my way.
Well, we haven't seen him for about 1 month on a live superstar card, but from what I hear, Mr. Vitti is furious and has a ton on his mind. About what? I'm not exactly sure, but in just a few seconds, I'm very confident that we're going to find out. Let's go to the ring.
At the top of music! Homo is die, you corona rat sucking bastard! That's right! Boo me! Throw your garbage! But remember one thing, amigos and amigas! Y'all saying I'm sober here tonight because I made it happen!
Asshole!
I shoot you to madre! That's right! Now then, I'm here to fuss, cuss, speak Spanglish, English, and also talk about the WWE American Heavyweight Champion Kodiak. That's right, baby.
Talk about Kodiak. What's he doing, and what does he have in his hands?
In my hands, I have the official results of Kodiak's blood test. Oh, Lordy. Since arriving on the scene, Kodiak has been accused, condemned, and slandered about his use of antibiotic steroids. Oh, good Lord, you know something? Before I open up this letter, let me tell the fans of the WWE, this is more than just a sample test result. This letter will prove, without a shadow of a doubt, if Kodiak was cheating or if he was really as good as eWrestling.org built him out to be. And if I open this letter right here and it's negative, then Kodiak, yeah, you know what? He'll come out here and he'll defend his championship in a ladder match against Mathias D and the drunken bastard Billy Ray. If I open this letter and it says positive, well then, bam, man, look at me and look right in my face because I'm dead dang serious. You're fired! As for the people who constantly play off of my good nature thinking they can return to WWE whenever they want, let me send a warning out to everybody in the back right now. From this point forward, once I fire you, you're done. Forever. No more second, third, fourth, or fifth chances. Seems to me there's been a ton of petite bashing in the interview area from old BACW boys. And tonight, I'm going to start back to the way old school was. You people want old scuba tea? You don't get old scuba tea. So think long and hard and say to yourself, did Vitti screw me, or did I antagonize him, forcing him to screw me? Viper, you gotta beef with me, you stupid freaking pothead! Then get in the ring and do something about it! I got more tricks than Harry Houdini or Harry Potter, Viper! And if you want some, come get some!
Batias Maricon! Batias Maricon! Batias Maricon!
Hey, you stupid Mexican jackasses! It's not Maricon! It's Matty D! Jesus, can't you people read?
Oh, this is getting crazy, Batiste! Don't insult the good people of this country! Just read the stupid announcement!
Alright, here we go, here we go. Let's just open up this letter. Alright, here we go. The winner of the 2003 Night Awards. Night Awards? Dang it, Tito! Boy, the first thing I'm gonna do when I get into the back is open up your head and replace your lab rat brain! Good lord, give me the real envelope! Thank you, sweet tits! Alright, here we go, man. I need to give you a raise, baby. Alright. The results from Kodiak's test prove... You gotta be shitting me! Folks, eWrestling.org has made a grave mistake! And I apologize from the bottom of my evil little heart to the fans, the wrestlers in the back! When I say Kodiak, you're like a son to me, boy! But you're fired! That's right, Kodiak, this test is positive! You're fired! Get the hell out of here! You're stripped of your WWE American Heavyweight Championship! Get out of Dodge, you motherfucking cheater!
Oh my god, Kodiak has been fired and suspended and pretty much kicked out of WWE for life, never to return again for the use of the illegal steroids! Oh my... His title has officially been stripped and is now vacated. And instead of a three-way match for the American Heavyweight Championship, we're going to see Billy Ray against Matthias D. I will only say this. Kodiak, in my eyes, you're lower than pond scum. Your wins that you've had mean nothing here in WWA. You know, and your title reign means even less. Everyone, you know... who lost to you, they should feel robbed right now and cheated. Everyone cheats and bends the rules. I understand that here in WWA. But the use of steroids, that's not a gray area. Kodiak, you're a loser. And one day, you'll sit back and you'll have to deal with those inner demons. Apparently, you've never had what it took to be a champion here. And I'm just sick of talking about it. You know, I'm sick of it. Let's go to the ring for our opening bout because right now, I'm completely sick to my stomach.